provide services.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So
let's provide the service.
Let's provide
put
the service.
Put the budget out there and share
we
it.
We should be begging organizations to take the kids.
Absolutely.
Rather than trying to keep the organizations
Absolutely.
From helping the kids.
There you go. And we're going to talk a lot about that, Doc, next week.
Okay.
Hopefully, if we're expecting the president of the Jacksonville City Council, Anna Broche, to be our guest, and we're going to wrap it up here. This is Praise 107.9 FM with Dr. Richard Danford from the Jacksonville Urban League. He's the president over there. Jarman Leitner, who's executive vice president of First Thursday. And I'm Larry Williams. We'll see you next Saturday at 8 a.m. on Praise 107.9.
Of you, change me, oh God, make me more like you, change me, oh God, wash me through and through, just create in me a clean. Something about you.
Change me.
Whatever's not like you, Lord, I want you to.
Change me.
Do it for me, Lord. I dare you to just put your
change
hands on yourself.
Me.
Lord, I want you to change me.
Change me.
Like only you can, Lord. Change me.
Change me.
Can y'all help me say it? It's easy. Like you mean it. Change me.
Change me.
Whatever's not like you, Lord, I want you to. From the inside out.
Yeah. It's time for It's All About Literacy on Praise 107.9. The mission of It's All About Literacy is to provide high-quality, diverse, and accessible information and services to and for each individual listener that will enhance the quality of life for all people of all ages, cultures, and communities, regardless of their abilities or deficiencies. And now, here are Dr. Kathy and Sister Gail.
The ultimate gospel experience.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for listening in. And we're happy to have all of you. We pray that you've had a wonderful week and that things are still going well with all of you. I know that today is an exciting day for students, parents, and teachers. It's an exciting day. And it's a happy day. Life is roses and thorns. And even when the blossom is not there, we still know it's a rose.
Yep.
So, with that, it's a happy day. And we're looking forward to having a wonderful school year, having a productive school year, having an effective school year. I can recall when I had the same anticipations on today, just before my going back into the school year. And you know what I want to share with all of you? I'm sure your parents have sat with your children, and please do that. Sit with the students and talk with them about your expectations, and not only your expectations, but their expectations of themselves. Let them know that they can do what they want to do, if they really want to do it. Now, that's conditional, and we've talked about that. Because, of course, we tell our little ones to believe in themselves and to know that the sky is the limit. And that's a good thing. Because too often we rob them of their imagination, which also robs them of their ability to be creative, which also robs them of their abilities to do as well in school. For every if, there are always at least two thens. So, if you take away their ability to be creative, and you take away their ability to have an imagination, then there are the downsides, and that's not what we want to do. However, as we grow older and we realize where our strengths and our weaknesses are, we know not to desire our weaknesses without being committed to make them our strengths. We cannot desire our weaknesses without the commitment to make them our strengths. And if you so desire to do that, you can do that. I have been thinking, I have been praying, and I want to encourage all of you, especially the students, and especially my students with exceptionalities. We are all different, whether you have an exceptionality or not. We're all different. And whether your exceptionality has been identified, you still have one. Don't feel labeled as you've heard. That was really one of the little pet peeves for me when I was in the school system. Don't feel labeled because you have an IEP. And parents, don't you feel that your children are labeled if they have an IEP? There are people who are standing in line for their children to have an IEP. There are benefits for them all. But as the scripture tells us, we perish for a lack of knowledge. So, there is some good in all, the roses and the thorns. But most importantly, I want to remind you, as I always remind myself privately, and I'm sharing a private moment with you, that there is a hero in you. I recall past times that were very difficult. And I had one of the best uncles in the world. And pardon me, I still get emotional about it because he was so special to me and did a number of special things for me. I'm just so blessed. But one of the things that he did for me was he recorded the song Hero by Mariah Carey when she first sang it, and that was in 1992. And I remember that because I was going through some situations and he was always there. But he recorded that during the days of the cassettes. And some of you don't remember cassettes.
Right.
But there was such thing as a cassette. It was a tape. Put in a tape player. And he recorded a 90-minute, hear me, not 60, not 30, but a 90-minute cassette of the song Hero continuously. And I can tell you, I played that tape so much that when it started wearing, because the little tape, you could see it. It was one of those things. It was very flexible and weak. But I played that cassette so much, from my car to my house, my apartment to my car, to my classroom, everywhere. I even had a portable cassette that I used to walk with. But I played that so much that it was almost about to pop. And I remember the person that actually recorded it again for me so that I would not lose it. And I would listen to it over and over and over again. God gave him to me. He was Joseph Benjamin Vaughn Jr. Dr. Joseph Benjamin Vaughn Jr. He was Joe. He was certainly my hero. But God blessed me with a number of heroes in my family, my grandmother, my grandfather, my mother. And my uncle Louis. Louis was wonderful and still is. They are still there. My first blessing was being born to my mother. But Joe was just so special for all of us. Hero, Mariah Carey. I'm sure some of you remember. I'm going to ask that you listen to these lyrics. This is not just an emotional moment. This is not just an impulse. And this is not just to spend some time. This is something that I want you to really give an ear to, as he said to me. And listen to it. And listen to it as if it's just for you. That's what he said to me. So you listen to it as if it's just for you. Because it is just for you. From me. And it's all about literacy. I pray that you have a wonderful school year. I pray that you be the best that you've ever been. Last year is over. We can't start anew, as Carl Sandburg said. I was one of my favorite authors. To paraphrase Carl Sandburg, we can't always go back and start over, but we can always embrace new beginnings. This is a new beginning. If you're repeating the same grade, if you're seeing the same students again, let it go. This is a new beginning. They are not the same student that you left in June. This is not the same grade that you're going back to. And if you're going to your next grade, don't be afraid of the challenge. You can't conquer your fears unless you face them. Know within your heart that God has made this day for you. He's made this time for you. And know that you are the hero that you need to be in this space and time. I've had to learn that the hard way. And I have to remind myself of that. Because there are people who will take that thought away from you. But know that you can do this. From me, Kathy Merdina, as my mother would say, Vaughn Malpress, to the students, to the parents, and yes, to the most special ones, and I'm being biased here, the teachers, who will be the parents, the teachers, and everything for the day. From me to you, hero. Especially to my co-host, Sister Gail. This is her first year as a bona fide teacher. Told me she wasn't gonna do it. I knew she would. Praise God.
So when you feel like home.
and know that they're the hero in you. Teachers, if it's at all possible, play that for your students every day. I did. Put it in your curriculum. It's worth it. In fact, it got to the point that my students would remind me, Ms. Vaughn, we didn't hear our song. And that was a good thing. They may not get it right now, but the day will come that they will remember that. It's like we're giving them all the puzzle pieces and the picture becomes developed in time. Now, with that being said, we're going to remind all of our heroes about our reading literacy roundtable. And there's our reminder.
That was timely.
Yeah, God's like that. Our reading roundtable begins next Saturday. It will be here at the station from 10:30 to 12:30 on August 19th, elementary and middle, and August 26th, high school. For the elementary, we are having reading and comprehension. We're also having financial literacy. And there will be journaling with training with a purpose. The collaboration of the Optimist Literacy Institute, JeanetteSparks.com, Cash Kids with Twyla Pendle, and the Continental Societies, Inc. will be providing ongoing support and tutoring throughout the school year for all registered students. There's a condition, registered. So, if you can recall, we talked with you about this last Saturday. Elementary and middle, the registration is $20. And high school, the registration is $25. It will include the books and supplies for financial literacy, reading and comprehension, training with a purpose, a snack, and for the high school students, it will include the $25 will include the books and supplies for financial literacy, reading and critical thinking, training with a purpose, and a snack. Now, if you notice, elementary and middle reading will be reading comprehension and understanding. Those services, support services, and tutoring will be provided by Continental Societies. And for the high schools, it's reading and critical thinking. The carrot, if you will, of this for all registered students is that they will be eligible for, they will receive tutoring throughout the school year, but you must be registered. The roundtables for August 19th and 26th, September 23rd and September 30th will be here at the radio station, here at the Salem Center, 7235 Bonneville Road. We're going to give you more information about that. Get your pen and paper. We'll be right back. It's all about literacy.
All About Kids Preschool and VPK Music Academy is now enrolling. All About Kids specializes in infant and toddler care, preschool, voluntary pre-kindergarten VPK, nutritional gardening, and VPK Music Academy, where your young person can learn to play the violin. All About Kids Preschool and VPK Music Academy accepts vouchers from Episcopal Children's Services, Early Learning Coalition, ELC, Success by Six, VPK, and Teen Parent. When children are exposed to music education at an early age, they excel in all subjects later in life. Give your child an early advantage. Stop by today. All About Kids is conveniently located at Pearl and 36th Streets. Come experience child care at its best. All About Kids Preschool and VPK Music Academy. Success by Six starts here at All About Kids. Call 353-2800. Qualify today for this two-year free preschool program.
So did you hear? A Florida man has been banned from every beach in Volusia County for handing out business cards seeking a sugar baby. The cards say sugar daddy seeking his sugar baby. Baby got business cards. He said, I don't need no match.com. Christian Mingle. He don't want to log on. He want to pass that to school. Maybe he need to find him a little college student. He just tries to pay tuition and pay it forward. It's ministry.
Wake up with the Power Up with Pastor Terry.
Goodbye, Jim. That's it. I'm done.
On Praise 107.9.
One day a week? We're having church all day, every day.
The new Praise 107.9, the ultimate gospel experience.
Shule. He done brought me out before, so I know for sure he will. Yeah. No problem to be my God, cause he will. Work it, work it. Work it, work it, work it. Yeah. I believe without a doubt that my God will surely. Come on. He done brought me out before, so I know that he will.
Three past the hour. Now let's get back to It's All About Literacy with your host, Dr. Kathy and Sister Gail, right here and only here, Praise 107.9.
Welcome back. If you're just tuning in with us today, we are giving instructions, directions, help. Okay. I want to use those words correctly here. Okay. We're helping you. With your understanding. And of course, if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call here at Praise 107.9. It's all about literacy. Our number is 904-296-2251. A little later in the show, we're hoping to hear from the teachers and the tutors, the facilitators of the roundtable. As I said, let's review. Financial literacy is going to be taught by Twyla Pendle. And you would remember her. Mm-hmm. She was on with financial literacy.
Yes.
She's also the author of the books, Can I Have Some Money, Please? And Where Is My Money? Perhaps some of the elementary and some of the middle school students may be familiar with Ms. Pendle from Cash Kids, because she goes into some of the schools and teaches financial literacy. She has a wonderful program. She will be doing that one-on-one with you here. And, of course, when she was here, we talked about the 72 rule.
Mm-hmm.
And that is going to be her subject for the high schoolers. Mrs. Shanette Sparks, who's with a higher Learning Hoops, who's also the author of Training with a Purpose, a wonderful inspirational journal, will also be a facilitator. And the tutoring will be led by the Continental Societies, Inc. The president is Mrs. Deidre Franklin, president of the Jacksonville chapter. And some of you may be familiar with the Continental Societies because they, too, are already in the school system and offering tutoring throughout the school year. So this is a blessing. This is a wonderful collaboration that has come together for the benefit of our children. So let's review. Saturday, August 19th. Saturday, August 26th, and September, Saturday 23rd, and September, Saturday 30th. Now, August 19th, September 23rd are elementary and middle schoolers. August 26th and September 30th are high school students. Registration for elementary and middle school students is $20. Registration for high school students is $25. The registration is going to include books and supplies. It's also going to include a snack. And it's going to include ongoing tutoring for your students, for these registered students throughout the school year. And that's really a carrot. Sister Gail and I were just talking about how important that is, because there's nothing like having the one-on-one help during the school year.
Oh, most definitely. There are statistics that show to be able to get one-on-one tutoring, or even in small group, that the students testing their, everything just improves, like not just a little bit, like 75 to 84%.
It's worth it.
And so for $20 to get, or $25 to be able to have ongoing tutoring
through the school year,
to help your child master the skills necessary for them to succeed, not just in school, but in life. Because these are life skills that they're learning now.
Absolutely.
And, you know, so that alone is worth $20. If you've ever inquired about a tutor,
yes,
the cost of a tutor,
yeah,
I would strongly encourage you to spend this $20 or $25.
Right. And I must let you know, you want to do that early, because we really only have 25 slots.
And the other thing we have to mention again is for the elementary, middle school, you have to be accompanied by a parent.
Absolutely.
And so for you as a parent to be able to get in on this and see what it's all about, and to help you understand, especially if that financial part, if you're struggling trying to get your children to understand the value of money and the importance of money management. Twyla Pendle's books are
wonderful.
Wonderful. The illustrations in there, they are really great. And when you hear her story of how she got her nephew to remember to turn off the lights,
and
how that was going to save money, and they were going to go on a trip, how she incentivized him, okay? So that's good. And then if you've had young children or teenagers that have had to just overcome, Shanette Sparks, she will inspire you, inspire them.
Yeah, amazing.
Yes. So it's just a lot that's going on that week. So I'm just saying, those two Saturdays, it would be worth it to you to come two Saturdays if you could.
Yeah.
Be greedy. Come two Saturdays. But definitely, definitely, definitely come. You will not be disappointed.
No,
these
not
ladies,
no.
You've heard snippets of them on the radio, or if you didn't hear them here, I promise you will not be disappointed. But the off-air conversations with them will be like, have just been phenomenal.
Yes.
Those Continental Society ladies.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my gosh. They were, oh, my gosh. And just the after the show conversations with all of them have just been so great. You will not be disappointed. I promise you. Please, 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 please. If nothing else, before the tutoring.
Absolutely. And remember.
Hey, and they're feeding you.
And look.
Get some food.
A snack. Okay.
Let's be clear.
This is not Sunday afternoon dinner at Mama's.
No collard greens and fried chicken.
there will be no collard greens.
We may
and
have
fried
a sandwich.
Chicken.
A sandwich. Some crackers and tuna. All right.
Mrs. Franklin, if you can remember from the Continental Society, the transliteracy.
Ooh,
and that's
yes,
what we're doing. This
yes.
is transliteracy.
Mm, yes, that was our word.
Right. Now, let me tell you, you can go on our Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
Like us on our Facebook page. It's All About Literacy Radio Show. It's All About Literacy Radio Show. no apostrophe, ITSALLABOUTLITERACY radio, RADIOSHOW. Like us at It's All About Literacy radio show. There will be a link there that you will be able to click and register. You can also go on the website for Ms. Shanette Sparks, www.shanettesparkes.com, or you can go on Twyla Prindle's The Cash Kids website. And as always, you can go to our website here at the station, Praise 107.9, that website. So links are totally accessible. Should you have any questions, feel free to call us here, 904-296-2251. Or if you need to call during the week, just feel free to call the radio station, Praise 904-641-9626. They will be able to give you the information. Please, please, please. It starts next Saturday, and students must be accompanied by a parent. Elementary and middle school students must be accompanied by a parent. And for the first time, the high school students' parents must also come. High school parents are not required to remain, but the elementary and middle school students' parents are asked to please remain. It will be worth your while. We are going to have a good school year, and this is a good time to become involved in your child's learning. Remember, you're their first teachers. It's all about literacy, and we'll be back.
Here's what's happening around the area. If you've longed to own your own home but thought it was out of reach, Wealth Watchers and Jacksonville Housing Authority wants to help you become a homeowner. Get certified to unlock up to $37,000 to use toward the down payment of your first home. The How Money Works seminar comes to the Suncoast Church this September. Learn about financial planning for the future, saving, debt management, and more. Learn more about these and other exciting programs at the events page at praise1079.com.
Good morning. I had a good night's sleep and did my favorite day of the week. And I believe I'll start with prayer. Then get ready, cause I gotta get there. Soon as I get through the door, my hands up, feet off the floor. Cause all the saints, we go to work. That's how we do it down at my church.
Hush.
Good morning, Jacksonville. Thanks so much for making this part of your Saturday. Now let's return to Dr. Kathy and Sister Gail. It's all about literacy right here on Praise 107.9.
Good morning, everybody, and thank you again for joining us with It's All About Literacy radio show. Just want to announce that coming up on October 21st of 2017, it's the All About Literacy radio show anniversary. Yay! So we're excited about that because we started out last October just as a four-week experiment.
Right.
And it's an experiment that's gone awry in a good way because we're still here.
Look, and to be celebrating an inaugural.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about.
First anniversary. Means that there must going to be a second.
Prophesy, girl. Hey. That's what I'm talking about. Speak it into existence. Yes.
Is that what the scripture says? Speak these things and be not.
Yes.
As
call
they were.
It in. So
don't let
this,
me take a fix.
The All About Literacy radio show anniversary will take place at the Ritz, which is in downtown Jacksonville, from 12 noon to 4 p.m. And the students that are registered with our reading literacy roundtables in August and September will be a part of that celebration. So we have some wonderful things planned, and our event coordinator is Brenda Franks.
Right, with Sun City Events and Entertainment.
Yes,
Ms. Franks is doing a wonderful job for us.
Wonderful. And she's been a guest on our show a couple of times as well.
And we'll be here next Saturday.
Okay, good.
Right, she will be our guest next Saturday to talk more about the celebration.
Yeah.
Because next Saturday is also our first
Round table.
Yay. 10:30 to 12:30.
Yes. So, and if you are friends of mine on Facebook, yes, I've just inundated a lot of you with likes, request to like our page. Hey, putting it out there. So please go and like our page. It's All About Literacy Radio Show. Make sure it's the one that says radio show. The other one's going to come down quickly, but it's All About Literacy radio show. Go and like our page. Keep up with us. You can see pictures of our guests and know what's going on with us. And we have a wonderful person that's has taken on that responsibility of keeping up with that page.
Thank you, Miss Shanette.
Yes, Miss Sparks, we love you. Shout out.
Right.
Yes.
Right. Sister Gail mentioned that the energy and that she brings to the table is really, really phenomenal. Ms. Sparks and I share the health challenge.
Yeah.
And we also share the conquering.
Come on, girl.
Of the health
That's
challenge.
That's what I'm talking about. Overcomers.
And yes,
they
we are.
They are warriors.
Yes. and she's still there, active as an advocate for lupus.
Yes.
Doing really, really well. She's coming along on her journey, the path where I've gone. God is good. And it's just amazing because those of you who are having the challenge of lupus know that it's different with everybody.
Right.
But there is no battle that we cannot win.
Amen.
And a shout out to her for that. She's really doing a good job. She graduated from University of North Florida, one of the star athletes.
She's
in
a hooper, basketball player.
And you look at her, you can tell that she can pretty much almost reach the goal or the net. Anyway.
Oh, you are funny.
But well, you know. Everybody's
okay,
to
right?
Me.
When you're 5'2" and 5'3", respectfully. Are you 5'2"?
Yes, every bit of it. Every bit.
Woo! Okay, I was just asking.
Okay.
But yes, so everybody seems tall to us, but
right.
Yes.
Right.
But
right.
She's just a ball of energy, and I really enjoyed her. We've had some great guests. And I just cannot wait to see what this annual inaugural event is going to be. It is just,
yes.
I'm excited.
Oh, yes. Mrs. Franks has really got some wonderful things going on there. And eventually, we're going to have the other information for you. As I said, she will be our guest on next Saturday, if the Lord blesses. We're looking forward, so make sure you stay tuned and come back to hear all that Ms. Franks has to say from Sun City Events and Entertainment. And we're looking forward to seeing all of you with your children and your nieces and nephews or whomever you're concerned, your extended family, you know, in our culture. Let's be real. Mothers are not always the biological mothers. And that's okay.
It's okay.
You know.
Whoever the love provider.
That's all. And that's what matters. The love is what matters.
Yes.
The love is what matters. So if you have a child, elementary, middle school, please, if you will, go on the Praise 107.9 website, Shanette Sparks website, mm-hmm. Cash Kids website, or when you like us on It's All About Literacy radio show, there's a link there.
Oh, yeah.
And you can contact
all of them.
Right. Because
you can send Shanette
and get
an email.
Get all the information.
Yeah.
Right.
You can get them all.
So we're going to have everybody. We're going to have everybody in here next Saturday. And it's going to be wonderful. In fact, one of our facilitators is calling in now. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
How are you, Miss Twyla Great. Pendle?
Hey, Twyla.
Hey.
So, Mrs. Twyla, if you all can remember, was our financial literacy person, Cash Kids. We've told them all about how you're going to be there with May I Have My Money, PDs, or Who Got My Money?
And find me some money. I need some money. Make me some money.
and the rule of 72, the 72 rule. Tell us about it, Ms. Twyla.
Okay, so we will do a series of sessions with elementary, middle, and high school students, and we will use many of the books that I've written to just help hone in on some of the skills once we talk about cash flow, the rule of 72, things of that nature. It's always good to have a book or some information that you can fall back on. So we'll be doing some reading, some writing, and then we'll do some math skills that'll kind of like highlight everything that the kids learn.
Great. And so we're going to be providing the books. What is it that they need to bring? Do they need to bring their pencils? And we have the compositions, but do you want them to bring calculators? You know, I don't say that because
yeah, sure,
I didn't allow
yeah.
that, but you know.
Well, yeah, I mean, it depends. So they can bring that just in preparation because, again, it always depends on where the kids are in the math skills to determine how far we go in the time that we're working. So we'll be calculating, like, household expenses. I personally would like to use a calculator because it saves us time.
Okay.
And, you know, we only have about an hour or so.
So the more
information we can cover, the better. So absolutely, if they have calculators, that would be a great help.
Okay. All right. So in the interest of time, bring the calculators. You know,
wait a minute. Stop tripping. Because if you identify here that they're having some math challenges, your tutors are on board.
You're right.
So
I'm okay.
You can identify right. those areas of concern for later.
Thank you
teacher,
for helping
teacher.
Me with Thank you for helping me with. But Twyla, we've had that conversation. Remember?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, there was a day that we knew all of our family's telephone numbers.
Oh, yeah.
We knew our friends' numbers. I mean, we were our own walking.
We were our own walking
telephone directory.
Yeah.
But we don't know anyone's number anymore.
Mm-hmm. I don't.
Well, you know what? But you think about the movie, was it Hidden Figures? we have graduated from that. You know, they were, you had the human calculators, and now how much more can we do now with technology? So we move further.
I agree with that. Don't think for a moment that I'm
she's just old school, Twyla. You know.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you know. That's why I had to use the movie reference to tell you, you know, old school, bring it into a new school.
I agree. I embrace technology.
Yeah. But we need students, to do somebody that. has to create technology and program technology.
Yes.
So
that's right.
It's
yes.
good to know both ways. Because yes, I have dictionaries right. in my classroom.
Yes.
And my thing mm-hmm. is, I know you can go to Google and Siri, look up teamwork for me. But yeah, you need to know how to use a dictionary.
You need to do how to do that as well. Right, right. And I embrace calculators, but I want you to use that calculator after you know that 4 times 4 is 16.
And if you don't know that Saturday the 19th, it's going to be okay.
Okay. Right. Right.
Bring that calculator so we can move class forward. We want you
right.
to know.
Exactly. And what do right. they need to do for the 72 rule, Twyla?
They don't need to do anything but show up. We'll teach them and show them everything they need to know.
Okay.
Now, I don't remember which grade level is doing a rule of 72.
The high school.
But I will.
The high school.
Okay, so they're fine because they just need to know how to divide. As long as they know how to divide, we're good.
You got to know how to divide. You know how to, got to know how to divide. Remember that. Divide. Okay. Divide.
Faith. And we're speaking, because what I have hanging up in my room, we're going to say it now. Our children are awesome. They are great. They are smart. They are intelligent. They are brilliant.
You go, girl.
So they know the rule of 72 after this class.
Okay.
They will know it. And they will know how to divide, because if not, we're going to have a brief class on divide.
Right.
These two numbers.
Okay. And you know, and we're hoping, and we talked about this also when you were here, Twyla, we're hoping that you won't just learn the rule of 72, but you would actually apply it.
Yes, we want to. Mm-hmm.
And that's what literacy is. That's what mm-hmm. literacy is. Yeah. Therefore, you won't end up having more month than money.
Mm-hmm. Come on. Preach Amen. Mastery of the skill now.
Because you can only spend a dollar one time.
That's right.
Okay. So, Ms. Twyla Pendle, our Cass Kids person, will be here on Saturday, the Lord bless us. And we're just really looking forward to a wonderful Saturday of reading literacy with Cass Kids and finding.